Hi everyone, David Kennedy here. I composed a few pieces of music for the Tones Music Textbook by Higgins & Higgins, and today I'd like to share a few of the thoughts and techniques that went into creating the pieces of music. Excerpt 1, Row Your Boat. For the Row Your Boat piece, we looked at taking the very well-known nursery rhyme and reimagining it in different ways. This version plays with the musical ingredients tonality and style. I rewrote the melody in a minor key, which changes the tonality from the bright major sound to a darker minor sound. Then I added a jazz and blues inspired bass line to give it a jazzy feel. It finishes off with an improvised electric guitar solo. This uses the notes of the blues scale and blues guitar techniques like bending and sliding between notes. I layered all of the tracks together in a digital audio workstation, DAW for short, called Ableton. I mixed and balanced all of the sounds until I was happy with the overall sound. Excerpt 2 is called Johnny I Hardly Knew Ya. Johnny I Hardly Knew Ya is a traditional song with a rich history. It's a war song about a man who leaves his lover to become a soldier and fight in the war, only to return with horrific injuries that leave him unrecognizable. In modern times, it became an anti-war song for this reason. The melody is in a minor key and is also the melody for the nursery rhyme, The Ants Go Marching In. In this version, the time signature is 6-8 and sung by the baritone voice of Wayne Richardson. The 6-8 rhythms give it a driving momentum. I also use the found sound of a gunshot to evoke the atmosphere of war. The gunshot sound is on the second pulse of every second bar, so it also serves as a rhythmic ostinato in the piece. Another thing added for a bit of atmosphere was an electric guitar with a healthy dose of reverb. Reverb is an echo-style processing effect. Again, all tracks were mixed and blended together in Ableton. Working with found sounds is made particularly easy in Ableton, as there are lots of useful tools to tweak and edit the sounds in any way you can imagine. Excerpt 3, The Ants Go Marching In, Orchestral Arrangement. In this arrangement of The Ants Go Marching In, the melody is sung by soprano Lisa Murren, accompanied by full orchestra. A military-style rhythmic ostinato is performed on snare drum and bass drum, while the orchestra play different chords and some of the instruments double the vocal melody. Unfortunately, I was unable to afford a full orchestra to perform this piece, so instead I used virtual instruments to recreate the orchestral sound. Ableton again came to the rescue here, as there is a really good range of orchestral instrument options available in Ableton that emulate the different families of the orchestra really well. From there, it's about sculpting the sound so that the orchestra sounds expressive as they play. I did this by changing both the volume and articulations of the instruments over time. Excerpt 4, Whiskey in a Jar Instrumental Piece. When creating ideas for a rock version of Whiskey in a Jar, I was very conscious that Irish rock band Thin Lizzy had made a brilliant rock version already. Thin Lizzy's style of rock is from the sound world of classic rock in the 1970s, with bands such as Led Zeppelin and the Rolling Stones. So I decided to base my arrangement on a style of rock that came a few decades later, in the form of bands such as Green Day, The Offspring and Blink-182. A good reference song would be The Offspring's The Kids Aren't Alright. To tie the sections together, I composed a riff, which is a short melodic idea that returns throughout the performance. This version of Whiskey in a Jar also has a fast double time rhythm on the drum kit, which drives the momentum of the track. Because it is a rock-inspired track, the processing effect distortion is an important feature of the timbre. Distortion gives the guitar an exciting energy, and at times it may seem like the guitar is growling or screaming. This is a prominent feature of every genre of rock music. Other relevant audio effects like reverb, delay, and compression can be heard throughout the track. Again, everything was created in Ableton using a combination of real instruments, the electric guitars and bass guitars, and virtual instruments. The drums, for instance, are all programmed using MIDI.